Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. We've got a busy show lined up here today. We're going to be talking about four different topics here. We got Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau, Raleigh County Extension, we got AAUW International Women's Day being previewed, and we'll talk with Meadowlark in the final segment here today. But we start with CVB, and Karen Hibbard, Executive Director of Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau, joins us. Welcome.
Good morning, Brandon. It's March. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. I like this time of year because it means spring's around the corner.
Absolutely. And I like March because it's truly March Madness. And in case you didn't know, basketball is one of my very favorite things. I think that it should be a national holiday so we can all stop and watch the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
And it's just a great time. And certainly we bring a little bit of March Madness to Manhattan, Kansas, as we host 2A state basketball next week. So we are really looking forward to doing that. We had a meeting yesterday with our team hosts, and just to remind our listeners, it has been 4 years since we have been able to host a 4-day state championship tournament. We, in 2019, the tournament was moved due to scheduling conflicts with Bramlage. We brought it back in 2020, played 2 days, and then the world stopped with COVID. Last year, we had a 3-day tournament. This year, we're back. And so we encourage our listeners and the community of Manhattan to come support those 2A schools that will make it to state. We do not know who will be headed our way until Sunday, so but we do know that we will tip off on Wednesday with girls' play. And on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, those games are at 2, 4, 6, and 8. And then on Saturday, championship day, tip time will be at 12 with girls tipping first, 2, 4, and then the championship game will be played for boys at 6:15. So we encourage you to come out to Bramlage, see some great high school basketball. It's $11 for adults, $7 for students. That gets you in for all four games. So come enjoy and cheer on your favorite high school team.
It's a lot of fun, and you know this makes Manhattan a destination for these smaller communities, and I know you just love having them here.
Yes, we do. And we do our best. We have team hosts. Our volunteers are always very eager to strike up a conversation, to welcome our fans that come in. We see this as not only a great way to continue a tradition of hosting 2A state basketball, but also introducing those schools and players the opportunity to consider Manhattan home. Possibly they might choose Kansas State as their school of choice to come and further their education. And so we want to do our best of providing a great hospitable time for them as they pursue a championship. So it really is a wonderful time to be able to host and welcome those students.
How long have you been involved with this now? Been a long time?
I've been a long time. Yes, it has. Manhattan as a whole has hosted the tournament for over 30 years. I have had the opportunity since 1997 of being a part of helping with the tournament. And so it is a partnership that the Convention and Visitors Bureau has with Kansas State, with Kansas State High School Activities Association, and Manhattan Parks and Rec. So it's a great partnership of all of us working together in order to host this tournament. So it's a fun time.
I know one thing that will impact, and I'm sure there'll be signage posted, is there's a lot of road construction around the college right now.
Oh, yes, there is. And certainly we're doing our best to make sure that those schools that will be coming are well aware of that. You know, you and I, as we travel across the community, always know that there are going to be orange barrels. But this will be a new closure to getting into the sports complex. And so there's only two gates that will be open, gate 5 and gate 3. And so as we are sending out information, we are highlighting that and trust that they are reading our information and will be aware of that. The first 2 days, obviously, Wednesday and Thursday, will be the biggest challenge to get those fans and teams in properly. But yeah, road construction plays a little bit of a challenge with us, and we appreciate you. I know today you guys have done a great job of helping get that information out as far as how do you get into the sports complex. So yeah, always a challenge, but we'll do our best to get that information out to those folks.
You bet. And the economic impact can't be underscored here. I know this is a big impact to Manhattan.
Yes, it is. And I should have brought that information. I'm sorry. But yes, it is. To have those teams and fans, we average that as a visitor comes into our community, they spend about $312 a day. And so that's not each individual person, obviously, but let's say per family, because that's based on a hotel stay, that's based on attractions or admission to whatever it is that they are attending, any shopping that they might do, any dining that they might do, and certainly filling up your gas tank, that is much different today than it was a couple of years ago. But we average that's what the average spend is. So to welcome in those folks, to have this opportunity, it's a win-win. You can quickly see why we like hosting 2A. And we do know of all six classes that the 2A tournament is the one that is the strongest and has the highest attendance that families and communities come to. So it's just really a great opportunity, as I said, to welcome those folks to come to Manhattan and cheer for their team and then envision what it would be like for their student then to pursue their education here at Kansas State.
All right. Well, that's a great event. And you've got some other notes here this morning. The rec facilities, you want to talk a little bit about that?
You know, we are so thrilled to have the rec complexes open and available, and certainly there's been a lot of activity that has been going on. We've hosted MAYB basketball. We've already hosted some volleyball tournaments. This weekend, it's a rescheduled tournament. It is the inaugural tournament of the Little Apple Cornhole Tournament. So, you know, anytime that you have an opportunity to compete, have fun, have a venue in which you can do that. We're really grateful for the folks that have organized that. And again, it's a cornhole tournament this Saturday at the Anthony Rec Center. And so we love seeing the different ways that the rec centers can be used for activities. And it sounds like maybe the weather, normally cornhole is something that you do as you're tailgating for before a football game, but it might be just a little windy, maybe a little brisk, and so we think that the weather this weekend is going to be ideal for those participants to come in and to compete in that cornhole tournament. So again, a little bit of that March Madness, because I wanted to just again highlight the different reasons that people come into our community, and certainly sports is one reason, but that sports can look much different, whether it's a Division I sport or high school sports or just recreational sports. It's a great destination that Manhattan is.
Well, I live right near the Anthony Rec Center, and I've noticed it's being utilized quite a bit lately. It's not just this weekend, but a lot of weekends.
A lot of weekends. And so, and as I said, with us hosting the MAYB basketball tournaments and most recently volleyball tournaments and now cornhole, it is. And the more people we can get in there and see how nicely that is run, the venues themselves, you as you go by back and forth to your home and see that, it's a great it's a great opportunity that Manhattan has created, and so we're really excited about the way that is being utilized.
Of course, it's the month of March, so we'd be remiss if we didn't mention St. Patrick's Day is coming up, and there's always that fun parade down through Aggieville.
Well, there is, but before you do the parade, we want to kick off spring break with McCain. McCain has a performance on the 13th, and their performance is the One Night of Queen. And so begin your spring break on March 13th by going to the Queen performance. And then on March 19th, it is indeed the time to be Irish, to be able to go down to Aggieville and to experience the 44th annual road race. That road race is the oldest race in Manhattan, and there's a 10K and there's a 2-mile fun run, and that takes place at 10, but the parade itself will be at 1 o'clock. So don your green, have a little bit of the luck of the Irish with you, and come celebrate one of the most fun activities that Aggieville and Manhattan has boasted. But for 44 years, think about that. That's the oldest road race that we've had.
Wow, that is something else. And I forgot about, Dave mentioned the Queen Show the other day, and what an opportunity that is for anyone who goes to McCain.
Absolutely. And certainly, McCain, we really are real thrilled to have those performances back again. And again, wanted to mention that many things, as we've been talking about all of the activities, many things we have kept a very, have done our best to make sure that the public understands how we wanted to keep them safe and to share what the rules were. But certainly now masks are no longer required. They are recommended but not required for any of the activities. And so you can come and go more freely now to attend any of these events. And so we're looking forward to people just being more eager to get out and about. And so we think it's a great opportunity. If you don't have spring break plans to travel, do pretend to be a spring breaker and do that right here in Manhattan, Kansas. After 2A state basketball, you can kick that off. And we'd be remiss if we didn't remind our listeners that we're going to spring forward here with our time change. So I believe that is on Sunday the 13th of March that we lose an hour of sleep, but you can still be a spring breaker because now you'll have a little bit more sunlight at the end of the day.
Absolutely, yeah. No, and that is a week away here, so mark your calendars for that. You know, with the masks coming off and people being more open, it feels like we're getting back to normalcy here nationwide. You've got to be a little optimistic for conferences coming back.
Yes, we are. We had a hotelier meeting this week, and we are seeing exactly what we had anticipated. There's been a lot of last minute, I've got to meet now, happening, but we are seeing that we are on the way up. And as Visit Manhattan is doing our best to have meeting planners consider meeting in Manhattan to add to our March Madness, we are taking Manhattan on the road. We are going to be going to the KSU Olathe campus on Thursday, the 31st of March. And we have sent out and have invited meeting planners, nearly 400 meeting planners. Now, we will not have 400 meeting planners there, but they have the opportunity to come see Manhattan as Midwest Dream Car Collection is bringing a car because it's a road show. So they all have a way cool car there to entice and welcome people. And then into the complex itself, we are going to present all of the things that you might need when you're hosting a meeting in Manhattan. We'll have musicians, we'll have activities, things that you might experience at some of our attractions, opportunity to meet with our lodging folks, the venues themselves as to what do you do offsite, some fun activities, and Willie himself is going to be making an appearance at the O Manhattan Roadshow. Our goal is to, again, establish those relationships so that we can then entice those meeting planners to come to Manhattan on the road, to come and to have a site visit so that they can see for themselves Manhattan, what a great community it is with all of our offerings and how a meeting might fit well for them as they choose Manhattan.
All right, looking forward to that. And Karen, it's always good to see you here, and I think their next scheduled show would be right after that, so April Fool's Day.
Oh, that'll be fun. That's one of my very favorite days because there's always jokes to be shared.
Yeah.
So.
All
right. So, Brandon, I look forward to it. It's always great to be able to talk with you and have a great catch-up. So just remember, March Madness, what a great community to be a part of.
Absolutely. All right, Karen, thanks for being here, and we'll hear from Gary Fike up next from the Raleigh County Extension Office. Stay tuned.